Let's take you back to BBC Radio Leeds reporter Charles Heslett then. He's live at Pontefract's Monkhill station. Charles, what are rail campaigners then saying about the rises announced today?
Yes, well, I've got Chris Hyomes with me. He's from Rail Future Yorkshire Group. First of all, Chris, just explain what Rail Future is.
Rail Future is a national organisation campaigning for a better railway service, both in passenger and freight. We have approximately 2,000 members nationally, with about 200 in the Yorkshire area.
So, should the fares be going up from your group's point of view?
No, not today. An inflation-based fare is unpalatable. Above inflation rise is unacceptable. You know, we're at a time where we're still recovering from the recession of 2008. Wage packets are not growing, but the demands on those wage packets are growing, and it's giving people less money to spend.
So, what are your group doing or going to do about it then?
We're hoping, with a general election looming, that we will be able to put pressure on the government, so come the Chancellor's statement in the autumn, that he will either suspend or reduce the fare increases from January.
Now, tell us a bit more about this flex rule that I'm not sure many of our listeners will have heard about. It seems to allow the train companies to charge even more than the average 3.5%.
Yeah, it does. It's rather like the offside rule in football, where only the referee knows how it works, and in this case the train operating companies. But basically it's used so they can regulate the number of passengers. Back in the old British Rail days, it was always more expensive to travel on a Friday because more people travel on a Friday, so the BA used to put the fares up. And the flex rule, it's the same now. It's so they can put the fares up at when there's peak demand.
Now, you've heard before that the representatives of the train companies, like, say, if they increase the fares, they can actually pay for better services, get more train carriages, improve the whole sort of rail freight itself and even the lines and the stations. What does your group think about that?
Here in Yorkshire, we need to see that. We've been told now for the last 10 years at least that the fare increases are going to pay for an investment, you know, a better railway. But yet we've to see it. We're still running around on some of the oldest trains and oldest rolling stock in the country.
I mean, I think they've mentioned a figure of £38 billion that will be reinvested back into the rail system over the next 5 years. That seems like a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, but if you look at the plans for this area, that all Yorkshire's going to see, particularly West Yorkshire, is the electrification of the North Transpennine Line from Manchester through to Leeds and York.
So you're saying that we're not going to see any of this money?
We're going to see peanuts. We're going to see such a small amount of it, it's not even worth talking about.
We also mentioned, again, about the money. I think we've heard from the Vox Pops as well. Should we renationalise the whole service? Is that something your group would be in favour of?
No, Rail Future are not bothered about who runs the railways. What we want to see is how the railways are run. We want to see them run efficiently. You know, there are problems with a privatised system, but then those problems under the days of British Rail.
I mean, if you had a magic wand and could wave it, I mean, we're going back to before the beaching cuts, what would be the best way, from your group's point of view, or your personal opinion, to run the railways?
We need an integrated transport policy in this country so that the roads, the railways and the aeroplanes work together. The trouble is there's too much competition between the three forms of transport.
So you're suggesting that they all get together and have a sort of controlling body?
Yeah.
How would that be funded?
That should be done by the Department of Transport. You know, it could still be done with railways being privatised, airports privatised. It's not that hard. If we've got all the people round the table, it could easily be sorted.
And what about now then? How will you approach the government and what will you say to them with regards to these increases?
We will use the fair examples that you've already highlighted today, you know, the increased fares. And, you know, we'll point out that at this moment in time there just isn't, the travelling public do not have the money to spend on the extra fares.
But have you got any other powers? I mean, have you got sort of support in Parliament, MPs that you can sort of lean on, if you like, or...?
We do. Nationally, Rail Future has a number of vice presidents who are members of the House of Lords and all three sides in the House of Commons.
So as you can hear, Andrew, not happy from this group's point of view. I mean, actually, in the car park they were in at the moment at Pontefract Monkhill, it's pretty much full of cars. People are using the trains very regularly, and we've heard that it's record number of passengers. Whether this scene will be repeated next year when the prices goes up remains to be seen.
Thanks very much indeed, Charles. Charles Heslett, live for BBC Radio Leeds, then with rail campaigner Chris Hyomes from Rail Future Yorkshire.